Let's now refine this program a bit further. Wouldn't it be nice if toUpper could capitalize a letter if lowercase, and if not lowercase, pass it through unchanged? In other words, could I replace my if-else block with a single call to toUpper? Well, to answer this question, I'd best consult the documentation for toUpper. To do so, let me open a larger terminal window outside of gedit, and then type man toUpper, thereby signifying that I'd like to open the so-called man page for the function toUpper. Upon hitting enter, I see a screen like this one. And now notice that they seem to have combined the documentation for toUpper with that for toLower, but no matter. You'll notice under the synopsis that I'm reminded that, indeed, to use this function, I must include the header file ctype.h. Below that, you see that toUpper is declared as returning an int and accepting an int, which is a bit curious since thus far I've been manipulating chars only. But that's okay. It turns out that this is just a convention and we can still use C as though it's a char, even though it's declared as an int. Now in the description here, I see that toUpper converts the letter C to uppercase if possible. And under return value, I see that the value returned is that of the converted letter, or C if the conversion was not possible. And there's the insight I was looking for. If C is not, in fact, a lowercase letter, it seems that toUpper will simply pass it along unchanged. So let's now return to my code, and let's now remove the entirety of this conditional block and replace it quite simply with printf %c, comma, toUpper of s bracket I, close paren, semicolon, thereby signifying that I'd like to replace %c with the capitalization of the ith letter in s if the ith letter in s is lowercase, or even if it's not, it will be passed through unchanged. Let's now compile this program with make capitalize 2 and run it with capitalize 2, again typing hello, and indeed we get back uppercase. Let's again type David, and it too is uppercase.